Good morning to you, and welcome to My Voice right here on Z1079. I'm Colby Cole.
And I'm Bijou Star.
And this is our time to take the microphones and turn it over to our wonderful, amazing, incredible young people in the Cleveland area so they can take over. And they're from the MyCom program. We got a young lady here. Tell everybody a little bit about MyCom, so if anybody wants to be down with your crew, they can do it.
First, you can go to MyCom.net. And where MyCom is like a program for different teenagers and different groups of younger people also. We get together and we do videotaping, video editing, leadership programs, My Voice. So if you want to be with us, hang out with the cool kids, come to MyCom.net.
Ah, the cool kids.
The cool kids.
You see that, Bijou? Maybe you can hang out with the cool kids. Aww. Finally, after all these years. So anyway, today we're really in the midst of summer, and we have a few more weeks until school starts. But one of the things we want to talk about this week is what, Bijou?
Well, getting over summer boredom. Summer's coming to an end, yes, but there's still a little bit of time left, and it's idle time. And you know what they say about idle minds?
Yeah.
Devil's playground. And also, how to find a job. You guys want to work. I know you're to the ages that you're like trying to work, and summer jobs are about to end, but you can always learn how to write a resume and interviewing skills and all that good stuff. So it's like just good knowledge to have.
So first of all, I'd just like to hear from some of the young people here. What have you guys been doing all summer? So we'll start with our spokesperson for MyCom. What did you do all summer?
Okay, I'm Jasmine. And the first part of my summer, I was still in school. The second part of my summer started about after my birthday, about the 15th of July. I started a summer job with Youth Opportunities Unlimited, and I work from 8:30 to 12:30.
Doing what?
Different projects. My first 2 weeks, I worked at the Water Cycle Project. We cleaned up the beaches, went on different water cycle tours, and we learned about the watershed.
So you stayed out of trouble this summer. Ah.
Sure.
What about you? What did you do this summer? What's your name?
Oh, I'm Tiffany, and to be honest, I didn't do anything over the summer except stay home and babysit my little brother.
That's it?
Yeah, pretty much. And then, like, I did go to a few MyCom programs, but that's it.
Did you read a book? Did you do, what do you do to stay, just not, did you get bored this summer? What's up?
Always bored, yeah, but I did do my summer reading project. I read a lot of books, but watched TV, went on a computer, but it was still kind of boring.
All right, what about you? What did you do this summer?
Me, I didn't do anything. I went to the MyCom thing for like 2 weeks, and after that,
the MyCom thing?
Well, it was a two-week program. It was a leadership academy.
Right.
Where is it at? I think it's on Carnegie.
It's between...
Okay, what did you do in the program this summer?
Oh, well, we went, like...
Y'all are hilarious.
The twins?
Yeah.
They're hilarious.
We pretty much, like, just explored downtown. I mean, like, we got on Lolly the Trolley, and we went to CSU. We met the mayor.
Did you cross East 9th Street?
What'd you say?
Did you cross East 9th Street?
Where's that at?
Yeah,
see?
We did.
No,
you didn't go downtown,
you didn't explore downtown, then.
No,
that's cool, though.
My mom works on 9th Street.
So okay. You know where that is.
All right.
Yeah, and then after that, I really didn't do anything.
What about you? What did you do this summer?
Well, hi, I'm Amanda, and I also did the Youth Leadership Academy. And what we did is we had amazing opportunities. We met a lot of new young kids and a lot of adults who help young people in the neighborhoods. And we toured a lot of the other MyCom neighborhoods.
All right.
Cool.
What about you in the back there? What'd you do this summer?
This summer was mostly relaxation time. I did a lot of swimming and running, so okay. Get ready for cross country.
All right. Ah, cross country. Yeah. What about you, my man? What'd you do this summer? What's your name?
My name Delvon, and basically I chilled at the Boys and Girls Club and worked underneath the table. I went with MyCom.
You're not supposed to tell people that you worked under the table.
No. That's under the table for a reason.
Excuse me, Uncle Sam. He did not say that. But anyway.
Yeah. I lied. All right.
That's the government. You don't say that you work under the table.
Doesn't, if you don't know, you don't need to know.
Yeah.
Anywho, well, a lot of you guys said things that, you know, are great things to do for the summer. You're getting prepared for sports, right? Somebody said they were reading. You're involved. You were working. A lot of you guys are working. So for those of you who have work experience and volunteer experience, did you tell them that you were volunteering? I don't think you said what you were doing this summer.
No,
Miss
she didn't
Metro
say,
Health.
No, you didn't. Come
volunteer.
Over here. Oh, you a volunteer? Come over here. You got a badge and everything with a picture?
Look at her.
You getting paid for this?
No.
Shannon, come on.
I wish I was getting paid for it.
Well, tell us what you're doing this summer with Metro Health.
Oh, at Metro Health, I volunteer at the one on Broadway
And since I'm gonna be a pediatrician, I'm involved around kids and stuff and take their weight and height and blood pressure and all that.
That's perfect. Great.
Now, between all of you guys, and maybe you can answer for yourself if you don't want to incriminate yourself, did any of you guys get into any kind of trouble this summer?
Yes. No, because my mom wouldn't let me out the house.
Okay, somebody who is gonna willing to be honest, say it.
And then you can tell me about maybe a friend of yours that you know that got into some trouble this summer. What kind of trouble did some of your friends get into?
I got into a lot of trouble. Mm-hmm. It wasn't that bad. Well, me and my best friend, we spent the week together, and I guess we always get in trouble when I go to her house, but when we go to my house, it's like, yeah, we just watch TV. So it was the middle of the night, and we wanted some chocolate. So we walked to the gas station.
In the middle of the night?
It was 1:00.
In the morning?
Two girls in the street?
You gotta know better than that.
That's not good.
I wanted chocolate, though.
Mm-hmm.
I did. I really did.
I can understand your mother being mad about
it. I would be livid.
No, and then it would have went perfect, but her mom works for Papa Joe's. So she was coming back from a delivery, and she
saw y'all walking down the street. Oh, yeah, you would get a weed and got a beating on that one. Sorry.
We was coming from the store, though. She understood the circumstances.
Right.
But we still got yelled at.
Of course she would.
Did anybody else have any friends that got into trouble this summer that maybe got into stuff that they should have no business getting into? Go ahead. Speak up, man. Mr. Boys and Girls Club.
Oh, yeah.
What happened this summer?
I went to the Woodhill Festival. Yeah. I went to the Woodhill Festival.
Okay.
And incidents. And it was a lot of fights and everything.
The one that this past weekend?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, how do you guys feel about that? Because there was a 16-year-old that was murdered at the festival this past weekend, and that was a Unity community event. So how do you guys feel about that?
But why did you get in trouble for it?
Yeah, what happened? You just saw young people fighting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah? Wow. Your sister saw the shooting? Wow.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah. So what do you guys think about what happened and you know, with those young people at that event this past weekend?
Well, I didn't go, but I just think it's really unnecessary for people to do that. Like, it's a festival. Like, people are coming to have fun, not to get shot. Like, it's the same thing that happened at Coventry. Like, there was, like, a fight or something, so now you can't go. You have to leave, like, at 6 o'clock. Like, I think it's just unnecessary. Like, kids are just ruining it for other kids.
Well, actually, I'm glad you brought up the Coventry situation because Bijou, I remember I got a call from a police officer a couple weeks ago about people getting on social networking sites and saying, let's all meet at a particular area. I forgot the terminology for that, what they call that, but a lot of young people were coming together and causing a lot of trouble. And at Coventry, there were a lot of incidences this past summer, and the police are like, no groups of young people. So how does that make you guys feel as young people when you guys can't congregate based on things that other people are doing? What do you have to say?
I think it's pretty sad because it's ruining other opportunities for young people. And it's not like we need to see these types of fights and bad things go down. That when kids see that around other people, they think it's all right, and it's really not.
Yeah. What about anybody else? What about you over there? You haven't said anything. You, young lady, yeah. You, yeah. No, you.
Oh.
Yeah, how you doing? Right. Come on.
Well,
what's going on? Nice.
I don't think it's fair because the kids that don't do anything, like, they have to, like, suffer too.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, for the kids that are, like, ignorant-minded and they have to ruin everything because they have to bring guns to, like, places like Coventry and the Woodhill Fest, I just don't think that's fair to the kids that don't do anything, because I think we should have a chance to have fun too. And, like, it just, like, some kids, like, they don't even like to get in trouble, so they don't even go to places like that. But I think, you know, once, like, Coventry notices, like, because most of their business is probably, like, kids that are, like, 18 and younger.
Mm-hmm.
So I think once they notice that they start losing money, that they're gonna, like, open it up again. But
well, nobody likes to be around violence because it's not good for business.
Yeah,
for any
I don't
business.
Like it either.
So why do when you guys get together as young people, somebody explain it to us, why do they fight? What is that about?
I don't know, because I don't do it.
I think people fight so they can prove something. I don't know what people try to prove, because when you fight, you lose either way it go. Mm-hmm. If you fight in 1-on-1, whoever get beat up, then they come back with a whole bunch of people. So it's either don't get caught walking around by yourself, or if they getting beat up, they pull out a gun.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So can you guys tell us some of the? I'm sure how many of you guys have witnessed fights this summer or just in general with young people. So what are they when they come together from different neighborhoods and stuff like that? What are they fighting about? What are some of the reasons that you've heard that people have been fighting?
Boys.
Most of the times, people come back in, like, vengeance. Because, like, they hear like the person who killed their cousin, like Ray Ray. I'm just making up.
Right.
All
right.
So like, all right. So
Ray Ray got killed.
Yeah, you killed Ray Ray.
Right.
And then I sue too.
Right.
And then your cousin come back sue me. Right. And then it just,
so it just keeps going.
Yeah,
it's like
keep going.
Cycle.
Yeah.
Right. And another thing too, like on the real though, when people get into fights and they get beat up, you know, a lot of times that doesn't end it because it's the ego of getting beat up in front of a whole bunch of people. So, Bijou, what are some of the things that some of our young people can do to kind of steer away from things like that this summer?
Well, okay. Start off with volunteering. I love that you're over here volunteering in something that's in your field that you want to do, mm-hmm. which is really, really, really great. Of course, you can volunteer. Somebody said they babysat. I know you might not like babysitting your brother because they probably don't pay you for that. But because you have those skills, really, it's really a good thing because parents always need good babysitters. So you could actually start going around your neighborhood, make a little like mock flyer for yourself saying that you babysit whatever age it is.
Babysitting can be lucrative.
That can be very lucrative.
Trust me.
Parents are dying to get out of the house.
Supporting mad people when babysitting.
Yes, and then I know you guys, you know, school's about to start, but spending time at the library and getting a head start on all your classmates is really, really a good thing to do because it just lessens all the time that you'll be reading in school. Because I think you guys all get summer reading. Is that still, you guys still have to do summer reading?
Yeah.
So are you stressed out when, like, school starts and they're like, yeah, let's write a paper. And you're like, I didn't read the book. I'm sure, at least I used to.
Yeah, but you know, one of the things you guys can do too is like the summertime is your time too. So you can read different books mm-hmm. that you always wanted to read, or you know, focus on things that you want to focus on in the future. Like she's doing the hospital thing because she wants to be a pediatrician. You can do internships. You know, because a lot of times there aren't jobs out there. It's really tough. And we're going to get into the employment thing in a few minutes. But when there isn't a job, you know, you can volunteer your services to do something that maybe you have an interest in. Like, say you wanted to be a police officer. Maybe you can volunteer at the police station or the firehouse or, you know, anything along those lines. So you have to really be creative and thinking mm-hmm. of areas where, you know, what can I do? Like, the summer should be used. And if you haven't done it at all, if you can hear our voices right now and you haven't done anything this summer, it's never too late to take up something that will help you achieve whatever your dream is.
And also to help somebody else, because if you don't want to do something, if you can't find an internship, you can always volunteer at a local shelter to help others, because there's always somebody out there who needs a helping hand. So that always makes you feel good on the inside. Go ahead.
Or how they had like Welcome to Cleveland or Welcome Back to Cleveland function. I volunteered for there, and they rebuild. They helped like redecorate MLK for like 24 hours.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Those are good projects too.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's really cool. That's really cool. All right, so what else, Bish?
All right, so outside of that, everybody wants to get some moolah, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so getting a job. Who in here has a job? One person is working to get paid. You
except
get money?
The other one that's under the
table.
Yeah,
I am.
You're getting money?
Yeah, I
so kind of tell me, how does that work? How did you get your job? How did you go about it?
Okay. One of my good friends, her mom got tired of us just sitting there over spring break and told us, here go some applications. Here go some websites. Sign up for this. Sign up for that. Sign up for this. So I called my mom at like 1 o'clock in the morning. Hey, mom, I need my Social Security number. She like... she was mad because she had to go to work in the morning. So long story short, I applied for Youth Opportunities Unlimited, and they were the only person who contacted me back. They interviewed me, and I qualified for the interview. So then they invited me back to orientation, and then I started work the second session.
So tell me something about Youth Opportunities so other people can get involved in that. What is that program and what do you do in your job?
You do different things. Like we have a youth communications group, water meter readers, fire hydrogen painters, water cycle project, rain gardeners.
Nice.
Yeah, it's a lot of stuff. So these are things just around that, like in, around the city for you to do.
Yeah, we're actually city workers, so we wear like the safety green. And we can be seen.
How cool
is
that?
We can be seen like approximately 10 miles away.
So other ways that you guys can make money, if you can't get a job and you can do it right now, there's plenty of ways to make dough in your neighborhoods.
Yeah.
You know, like cutting grass, like Bijou was talking about babysitting earlier.
Mm-hmm.
How about like dog washing or dog walking? People have animals and they work. If you have a entrepreneurial spirit inside of you, you can really go out there and create opportunities and make a lot of money and not have to worry about running to your parents every time you want to buy a pair of sneakers or a bag or something. Like, wouldn't it be cool if you made $300-$500 a week but just doing odd jobs in the neighborhood?
Yeah. Okay.
And also with that, if you volunteer for a while, they'll see, oh, you like to volunteer here. So if you become old enough or the next summer, they'll tell you you can get the job. Just get a work permit, and it'll be good to work with people who know you already.
Exactly. Yep. And then also, if you want to do things like people who have talents, you know, if you're good at math, you're good at English, you could also tutor. And that's something that's all throughout the school year.
Yep.
So if you're possibly in honors AP classes, you can help your friends who need some help in it. And
or kids that may be struggling just learning how to read. And, and in your neighborhood, you got plenty of kids in a neighborhood. And also, you guys know a lot of, you know, the parents and the adults in the neighborhood. Maybe some people that have small businesses that maybe need some assistance that will be able to give you a couple dollars to help out around the office. So those are there are plenty of opportunities to make money. So any kid that says there's no jobs out there, there are plenty of jobs. Sometimes you just have to go and create them.
And also, you have to use the internet. The internet is your best friend, okay? So I'm going to tell you guys a couple of sites for you to check out for those of you all listening and you in the room.
And hold on, if you don't have the internet, you can go to any library and get the internet for free. A lot of folks say, I don't have a computer at home. I can't get online. Well, I'll tell you what. Go to the library. It's open every day, and you can get online. And what's some of the sites they can go to?
Snagajob.com, CoolWorks, SimplyHired.com, StudentJobs.gov, which is a government site for jobs, and other job search engines like type in Google. If you can't remember any of those, go to Google and type in Teen Jobs Summer Work Temporary, part-time, all those words will bring up jobs for you, like different search engines for jobs, just for teens. And the number one thing, though, you got to have a lot of times that this is a skill that you can carry throughout your life is knowing how to write a resume. Having a resume is key. So anybody in here, have you written a resume or
have
seen one?
Yeah, does anybody have one? Yeah.
You got a resume?
You got a resume?
So tell us, did you write it yourself? So somebody help you?
Tell us about your resume.
Got like different categories like works and interests, past jobs. It was a helper at the Boys and Girls Club. You know.
Okay. Well, everybody here should take a moment to have a resume. And so if you ever volunteer, anything that you've ever done, that's considered experience. Is there any websites you have for people to go to help with their resume? You can also Google help with resume. Let me tell you something about the internet. What's so cool about the internet is that you can put in information for anything and get that back in a matter of seconds. So if you're not sure about how to do something, go to Google and just Google it. I don't know how to, you know, tie my shoes. Okay, well, some people don't know how to tie their shoes. Guess what? You can Google it, and there'll be a video tutorial for you to watch on how to tie your shoes. So I think a lot of young people sometimes give up and don't follow through on things that they want to do because they say, I can't do it. I can't really is not an option. It really shouldn't be an option. You really should be following through on, you know, whatever your dream is and go to the internet and look it up and search it.
Okay, so you said you had a resume, right? So what was the hardest part about writing your resume?
The hardest part was writing down everything I've ever participated in because I had like a lot.
A lot of things, but the main thing is to have everything that kind of pertains to the position that you're trying to go for, right?
No, actually, YOU, they gave us resumes, and basically YOU is like what we're good at. They're all like, it's only specific job categories, but they put us somewhere where they think we could grow in.
Okay, so, but you weren't able to put everything you did ever in life, were you?
More like from middle school up, about seventh, eighth grade.
Got you. So they took all your information and they kind of placed you based off the information you gave them.
Yeah.
All right, well, with a resume, the number one thing you want to get, discern your skills and your talents and your abilities. You want to know what you're good at, and everybody knows they're good at something, right? Yeah. So you want to write that down because they have to know something about you. Who said no? Who doesn't have a talent? You have a talent, young lady, because you're talking here.
Why do you think it's important to have a resume?
I think that the resume classifies you as what makes you unique and special. Yeah. And when you're looking for a job, if you're going into a certain field, like I particularly want to be a doctor, then they're going to be looking at my science and my math achievements. And so what I do is I have just like a regular notebook. And what I do is like ever since sixth grade, I wrote down all my achievements that I've done. So you know what? When I get older and I do write my resume, it's going to be really easy.
Yep, because you have it all written down. That's a great idea just to keep, you know, track of everything, write it down in a safe place you can remember so when you have to go back, you're like, oh, I can't remember where you go, and you look at all your achievements and your goals and all the things you participated in.
So you, tell me what's, give us an advantage to having a resume as well.
An advantage for having a resume, even when you're babysitting, it could give the parents more reassurance that you know what you're doing and that you had background with different activities.
And another thing that's great about resumes is if you have a resume and you're young and you're a teen and you're going for an opportunity against other young teens, if they don't have a resume, you stand out. So if you have a professional looking resume and it's tight and it's detailed on what you got, what experience that you have, it opens up that door for you to get that opportunity over the next person. So you want to always have an edge because jobs are scarce out here. Mm-hmm. Not a lot of opportunities. So it's very competitive. Sort of like how it's competitive at school for sports and other things. The real world, the work world is very competitive. You know, if you're laid back, you're probably going to get passed by. If you want something or you want to, you know, you want to achieve something, you're going to have to go for it.
They had a lot of things in school that you can get prepared for
the
school.
The new shaker.
And then entrepreneur classes and things like that where it's like not a bad idea to just take that as an elective while you're in high school because it shows you how to write these type of things and kind of get yourself prepared for the work world, you know, to get you ready to jump out there.
And most of the artists that you guys like are entrepreneurs. I mean, they've started with nothing and worked themselves into businesses. You know, one of the most prominent, you know, people in the entertainment industry is Jay-Z, and he had an entrepreneurial spirit and came up with his own concept for a company and put it together and actually was able to hire people in his inner circle and give them opportunities they never saw before. So, you know, you always got to be thinking big like that and thinking on what those things that you want to do and never tell yourself and never let anybody around you tell you that you can't do it.
Exactly. Now, has anybody kind of decided what they wanted? And two people talking about they want to be doctors. Anybody else know what they kind of want to go into after, you know, in college? Go ahead.
In college, I want to study neuroscience because I want to do brain surgery.
Brain surgeon. So a lot of doctors in the building.
And me, I want to be a pastry chef.
A photographer. Yeah. You're creative. Okay.
Oh, my God. And you could take pictures of your pastry. You could just combine them. That's super
hot.
Yeah,
that's what I was thinking.
Yeah, me too. I was thinking that, too. That's awesome. Shaker, what about you? What do you want to do?
Me, I want to also be a pastry chef.
Why are you copying off of her?
What?
You guys are supposed to be good chefs. You guys can cook?
Yeah, we already cook. But I want to have a bakery in the 90210 District of California.
Oh, in Beverly
That'll
Hills?
Make you a lot of money.
Yeah.
And I want to be an anesthesiologist, and those are the people that, like, put you under before you go in for surgery, if you guys don't know.
Have you ever gone to a bakery and just kind of shadowed or sat there to see kind of how they do things?
No.
Well, that's a great idea.
Oh, I know what they do.
Well, if you like to see it in the, you know, in action, kind of be there, get your hands on.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's how you do it. You shadow, you go, you get check it out and possibly see if it's something that you would really, because a lot of times you think you want to do something until you get around it.
That's
and
what internships
like,
are for, yeah.
I don't really like this that much.
And
it's
start here
idea.
In the Cleveland area in the 441-2220
for you guys' purposes and
Shaker. You start here and then you can get to the Beverly Hills. What about you, man?
I want to get a degree in broadcast journalism.
Cool.
What I do after that, I'm not sure yet.
Right. I have a degree in broadcast journalism. That's a great degree.
And look at her. She's here hosting My Voice on Z107.
You go to Howard University. Anybody else? Well, I know Metro Health. What type of doctor do you want to be? Oh, you did say you want to work with babies. And what about you?
All right. Come over here.
I'm not sure exactly what I want to be yet, but I know I'm going to be in the medical field and possibly a paramedic.
Possible. Oh, wow. So you have a strong stomach.
What about you, man? What do you want to do?
I want to go into architecture or mechanical engineering. So
you're good with math and you can draw, huh? Good for you.
Well, as you can see, that there's a lot of great opportunities out here for young people. So, Biju, why don't you run down some of those websites that people can go to again to seek employment?
It's snagajob.com. coolworks.com, simplyhired.com, studentjobs.gov.gov, and other job search engines, which are such like, you know, Google. You can go to bing.com. Just type in the words, your keywords, like Kobe said earlier. Type in the keywords, exactly what you want. You can type a sentence in, how do I find a job and I'm a teenager? And things will pop up just like that. It's just that simple.
That's what I did.
Oh,
that's
you
right.
Did that and it worked. Oh, well, really? Perfect.
And you know, you can connect yourself with whatever it is that you want by just seeking out that information. So it's very important for anybody that's listening right now, whatever it is, you know, right now, go run to your computer and just start writing down ideas and jotting ideas and do your research. Just like you guys do research for your papers and things that you do in school, do research on your careers. And when school gets back in session in a few weeks, maybe you should, you know, try to get an internship or, you know, try to get employment somewhere close to what your dreams are. When I was a kid, I wanted to be on the radio. So when I was 17 years old, the first thing I did was go to the radio station, and I just knocked on the door and said, give me an internship. And that was the start of my career. So anything that you guys want to do, you can do it. And don't, again, and I'm going to just keep saying this because I think so many people, and this actually be a great topic to talk about. There's so many dream killers out there. There's so many people you come across in your day-to-day you know, life that sometimes they're in your own family that tell you that you shouldn't do things that you want to do. You want to be a pastry chef. You want to be an anesthesiologist. You want to be you know, obstetrician. You want to just walk dogs for a living. Whatever it is, you know, whatever that dream or vision is, you should really go for it and never let nobody talk you out of your dreams. So many people have not reached their full potential in life because someone else talked them out of it.
You guys are all strong-minded. I like you guys. You guys know what you want to do, which is the first step in everything. Second step is going to college. Third step is getting a job after college.
Yeah.
That's when it gets hard.
And work on your grades and stuff in the summertime so you can work on your skill set in the summertime. So when you go back to school, you can get better grades, because the better grades you get, the more you can get scholarships and opportunities to go to really big schools that are very expensive, and they'll come after you if you get good grades. So there's a lot of, you know, I guess one of the things about being bored in the summer, there's so much to do for your future.
Yep.
There's so much ahead of you. You need to be putting in that work in the summertime on how am I going to be better in school. Athletes do it all the time. If you play sports in school, how am I going to get better for the next season? I want to be, maybe I want to be all-state basketball or football. What am I going to do to be that player? Those are some of the things that you guys got to work on in the summertime. And it shouldn't be any time to get into any trouble, any fights, any arguments. And if you see stuff like that, you walk the other way.
And also, I didn't do this. I did not take advantage of this. But your guidance counselor in the office, they have, like, special people in there who can tell you about jobs and scholarships. And people do not take advantage of them. Make sure you take advantage of that when you get to school. Scholarships and jobs and internships, they have all that information. You just have to ask for it, and they have to give it to you, okay?
All right, you've been listening to my voice right here on Z107.9. We offer our shows as a podcast on our website, zhiphopcleveland.com. So log on and check out this show and some of the other shows that we've had. Thank you guys so much for MyCom for coming through.
And how do we find MyCom?
Go to www.mycom.net.
All right, guys, well, you've been listening to
My Voice.